happy to have him. I think everybody knows his history. I had a good workout today, and we've got some great competition at the defensive tackle and defensive end positions.
Sam, the biggest player you've ever had, Mike?
Pretty close. I'm not sure what he weighed in at, but it's not his size. It's his quickness, and feels pretty good about his knee, so hopefully he'll play well.
He said he's like 345.
You don't believe those defensive linemen, do you?
I don't believe anything, Mike. Is there a certain weight that you'd want to see him at, or does it matter?
Well, you want him in football shape, and you know he's been working out for the last couple months, and he looked pretty good today. Even though he didn't get a lot of reps, you know, he got a few reps, and he looks like he's been working out. So, with their off-season conditioning program and summer camp, hopefully there's no setbacks, and he's ready to go.
Mike, you've obviously done this for a long time, been around a lot of guys. Does it still surprise you to see a guy that big, that athletic, a guy 350 can move like that?
Well, it doesn't happen very often, but I've been watching him for a number of years, and I'm hopefully he still has that quickness and that speed. But did a couple things today that was very impressive in practice, so you could still see that he has a quickness and speed, and hopefully he can do it when it counts.
You said that just not playing against the Broncos and not getting cut was going to go a long way toward helping him, and you felt you'd protect him in practice.
Yeah, we protect our players.
Mike, the beginning of the offseason, when you had a lot of holes to fill, you replaced the defensive coaching staff. You went into the draft hoping to get help in the defensive line. It came together. You wanted to get help through free agency. That worked out, too. Can you compare the beginning of the offseason, your thoughts on the defense compared to today?
Well, you know, we try to improve every offseason, you know, with free agency and the draft. And we hit a couple areas of need. We talked about the defensive tackle position, the end position. We felt like we needed a corner. And we got those guys. You know, we've got some competition at the linebacker position. And, you know, you still got to put it together. You can only put 11 guys on the field, and you got to play as a unit. And that's what we're having these OTAs for, you know, to kind of get the system down, guys working together, knowing their responsibility. But I'm very happy with the work we've had thus far, and hopefully we can keep it going.
You mentioned that he did a couple of things that you liked in practice. Can you just elaborate on what you saw that you liked?
Well, I was just commenting on the quickness and speed. You can see that he has great quickness for a guy that size. And anytime a guy's got that quickness and that size, usually good things happen. Now, obviously, still got to get in football shape. You got to learn the system, and hopefully he'll do that and do it well.
Coach, how's Sam Brandon progressing?
Sam's doing pretty good. We were thinking about practicing him this week, and we decided not to do some football-related drills. But by next minicamp in July 9th and 10th, he should be able to go full speed.